In this section, you'll hear a conversation between Alan and Gianna, the office counselor of a company. First, you have some time to read questions 1 to 6. Now listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 6. What's up, Gianna? You look like you're in bad shape.
Yes, maybe I'll get sick leave from the boss and finally catch up on some sleep. I've barely eaten and slept in days.
Those are warning signs of occupational stress. How are things at work?
Terrible. After all the layoffs lately, the workload is totally overwhelming for everyone that's left. So I spend every waking moment in the office. I'm kept busy all the time.
So you need to take a few minutes break every so often to clear and refresh your mind.
But my boss will complain I'm not hard working. She's so capricious that you can't predict her reaction sometimes.
Maybe your boss just doesn't have a clue about how much you're really doing. Keep her updated on your achievements and projects. Also insist that she prioritize everything so you can manage your time better.
That's right. I suppose that would help me regain some sense of control, but I'm afraid that she'll take that as a sign of laziness and give me the axe.
So take the initiative and hit the job hunting trail now. You'll be surprised at how many opportunities are out there.
Well, that's encouraging.
Anyway, you should cheer up and get rid of the situation. You know, according to a survey, about 40% of all people find their work very stressful, and 25% develop mental or physical diseases.
Now, listen to answer questions 7 to 12.
Thank you. It's great to see so many of you interested in this series on survival in outer space. Please excuse the cameras. We're being videotaped for the local TV stations. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the most basic aspect of survival, the spacesuit. When most of you imagine an astronaut, that's probably the first thing that comes to mind, right? Well, without spacesuits, it would not be possible for us to survive in space. For example, outer space is a vacuum. There's no gravity or air pressure. Without protection, a body would explode. What's more, we'd cook in the sun or freeze in the shade, with temperatures ranging from a toasty 300 degrees above to a cool 300 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. The spacesuit that NASA has developed is truly a marvel. This photo enlargement here is a life-size image of an actual spacesuit worn by astronauts on the last space shuttle mission. This part is the torso. It's made of 7 extremely durable layers. This thick insulation protects against temperature extremes and radiation. Next is what they call a bladder of oxygen. That's an inflatable sac filled with oxygen to simulate atmospheric pressure. This bladder presses against the body with the same force as the Earth's atmosphere at sea level. The innermost layers provide liquid cooling and ventilation. Despite all the layers, the suit is flexible, allowing free movement so we can work. Another really sophisticated part of the spacesuit is the helmet. I brought one along to show you. Can I have a volunteer come and demonstrate?
Finally, listen to answer questions 13 to 15.
Come in.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Amanda. You've come to discuss your midterm assignment, haven't you?
Yes, that's right.
So, what have you decided to do?
Well, I thought I could base my study on pronunciation and get students to do some self-assessment of their own pronunciation skills.
That's interesting. You mean get them to record themselves?
That's right. Then listen back and see where their weaknesses lie.
Good idea. You could also do some peer evaluation.
Oh, yes. See whether their assessment of themselves matches what their classmates think.
Uh-huh. So, how are you planning to do the assignment?
Well, I'm going to select a short extract from somewhere and ask them to read it aloud. Maybe something from one of the textbooks we're reading.
Why don't you look up one of my lectures on the website and find a suitable extract there? That way, you'll be using authentic spoken language rather than written text, and it will be a model for students to listen to.
Oh, yes, that's a much better idea. I'll still have to write it out, though, won't I?
Yes. I don't think you can expect them to remember it. Even a sentence is hard to recall.
No, and it isn't a memory test. So, when I choose the extract, what features do I need to think about?
First, I'd say pick something, well, something that's about a paragraph long, but that makes sense out of the context of the lecture.
Right. A clear, well-structured passage.
Yes, because to read something well, you've got to be able to understand it, haven't you?
Yes. That might mean taking a while to make the selection. I guess it shouldn't consist entirely of short words.
No, that's an obvious one. You need to think about what features of pronunciation you're going to focus on. Then make sure that your extract has examples of these.
So, some multi-syllable words. Things like probably and approximately.
Yes, some challenges. And then there's sentence length.
I should include some complex sentences so that the students have to show they know where to pause.
Exactly. I wouldn't worry about how many sentences there are, but what you do need are some obvious main points.
So that they can stress things.
Yes. Particular words or phrases should stand out as significant. You know, we've already covered this in our classes over the weeks.